home. Okay, so we're middle of Taisus. Going back to the Gemara before, Ein Tzarich Shev Dei Me'achar. So Rav Yechanan Lefi Abaya. So let's just recap before we move on. The Taisus suggested that the reason why the Svar of Eretz Haini is a gather of Shim Das Baal Bayis, Jichayev Mitam Mazet. Taisus rejects that pshat. If you take a chayev al Gazlin, Shim Das Baal Bayis for your mayor is the Gazlin. So then, I mean, giving it to somebody else, Ein Eretz Haini, you're being Mishana. So Cain, he has a problem with the Gemara on the base. Abaye says to Rava, the you that say, you hold Malchamavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hassan. Therefore, what was Rami's problem from the Mishnah? What was Rami's problem from the Mishnah? That Shemesh Marshal Shemir is Chayiv, why is the Saich a Potter? Because here in Mishnah died, Malchamavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hassan. If you tell me this chayiv al tganav, so ganav is chayiv in einzin. Ganav is chayiv in einzin. So that's Taisa therefore rejects that pshat. So the masvar malcham avos doesn't apply to ganav. Who cares? You're ganav. Ganav chayiv in everything. Therefore, we had to answer that it wasn't Mishana with Das Baal Bayis. So we said then that Taisus rejects this pshat, but the Ma'aseh of the Rashba does have this pshat, and the Rashba L'chayra is with the Knech, and not only if you're a mayor, the Nechamim that hold that Mishana Das Baal Bayis is not considered a Gazlan, but over here says the Rashba is considered a Gazlan. Because here's not just Mishan Das Baal Bayis, you're actually Mishan of the Rishus. Machke Eitzel Acher, Mishan Shenichnesa, Rishusa, Yotzim, Rishus, Rishon, Lagamri. Barehi, Avuda Etzloi. Right? So Rajba says, the Indo you hold, Stam Mishan Das Baal Bayis, like in case he dyed it the wrong color or whatever, then you're not considered a Gazlan. But over here, by Shemesh Masl Hashem, you are considered a Gazlan. Why? He says, because you're Maitzit from the Rishus of the Bailim, i.e., the Shem Rishon, the Philo. And Mela, and also he adds, Varehi Avuda Etzloi. As far as the Bailim is concerned, it's Avuda. It's really interesting over here in this rag. It's mainly considered a Gazlan, even if you're a Chamim. Because here is a Ma'isa Gazela. No, it's Mishanim Adas Al Bayis, if you're a Chamim, that's not a Ma'isa Gazela B'chah. Yeah? Okay, so you didn't do what the Bailam said. It doesn't make you a Gazlan. But over here, since there's a Ma'isa Haitzah, Meshus the Bailam, a Ma'isa Haitzah, Meshus the Bailam, in Eifin, where there was a svar of Ein Ratzon Sheyeh Pekdei Melachar, the Ma'aseh itself, which is Bailam, constitutes a Ma'aseh Geneva, even if it is Chum. Which is interesting, right? Because Betzem, right? He gave it to Bardas, it's still Shomer, right? It's not like it's
a real Geneva.
And also, you didn't have a mind to be kind of, right? Also, normal gazela is, right? Normal gazela is, by definition, that you're trying to take it for yourself, right? Not just taking it out of just the bailim. Gazela, the idea of gazela is you're taking it for you, right?
If I just took it from somebody who just threw it somewhere else, that's gazela.
If you didn't have mind to be kind of it, you know, you didn't take it for yourself. Pashas, no. Pashas, no. Pashas, gazel, the gazel is, you're taking it away from him, and you're taking it to yourself. So, That's why this whole Rashba over here is a very, very big chiddush mitzad the musagim of gezela as we know them. That over here, the fact that you took it out of Rishus of the Bailim and you put it in a place where Batsim it's Shomor, but still the Bailim didn't want you to put it there, you considered a Gazlin, and also it's a little funny what he adds, What's this Avuda? What does he want with this Avuda Etzloi? It's lost. It's lost from the Bailim. How does that contribute to the gezela? Agaponim, that's the way the Rashi learns Rabbi Yochanan, that the chiyuv of ein ritzon yishiv be'acher is considered a gezela. Yichayev, it's b'shusa like a gazlin. Now, that which is. In a way, the Pshat Taisa rejected. Again, Taisa's Pashas would only be the Fira Meir. It's odd that it's a Gaza Mishana. Taisa calls it regularly a Mishana Medas Balbayis. I mean, that's the Fira Meir that holds the Gaza. When Taisa suggests that Rashba takes it a step further, the Rashba takes it a step further. Can you put a place for Gabriel?
Huh?
Right there. Is this your notebook? Here, okay, this one. But the Rashba is taking a step further. The Rashba is saying, over here at Gazlin. Taisa has a problem. What's Taisa's problem? If you're telling me that you're chai for Bechman mitam Gazlin, so what's Abai's problem with Firava? The Rava, if we say Malchamavitz Malihachamali Hasam, then it shouldn't be shver from the Mishnah. That was Taisa's kasha. So what? If he's a Gazlin, then even if he Rava it's shver. If he's a Gazlin, the animal just died. Yeah, Meis Meila a Gazlin's chayiv, even though. Even though it died, right? So that's the din of a Gazlin. Gazlin's chayiv. So if we're telling you that if you're bechel chayiv b'shem Gazlin, so then we have a good kasha. If Abba Mama has a good kasha in the Mishnah, why is it sarich apata? This was Taisa's kasha. So the Rashba himself deals with this question, and the Rashba amabeis when the Gemara asks the question. The Rashba says, also a very strange thing, Taisa's kasha. Taisa's kasha is a bomb kasha. Yeah? If you're telling me chai b'atz gazlin, then Rava doesn't make a difference. Yeah, Malchamavis, Malihachim, is not a reason to pater a gazlin. So therefore, it's very shver for the Mishnah. Right? Even if you're Rava, it's shver for the Mishnah, if he's a gazlin. Mishnah says the Seich is Pater. If he's a Gazlin, Rabbi Yochanan, Shemaz Hashem is a Gazlin. So then why in the Mishnah is the Seich Pater? He's a Gazlin. He's Chayim Nines, Behemoth dies. Even if it's Malchamav, it's Malachah, Malachah. A Gazlin, Behemoth dies, we don't say Malchamav, it's Malachah, Malachah. So Rashba says, Peretz, Kloimar. Now Shem is a Pasha. Says the Rashba that Minigeya Pasha B'yotz Ba'agam, we also had the same situation of the Shem becoming a Ghana. Because it was Pasha Ba and it left his Rishos. Yeah, and it went la'agam. It means it left the reshus of the shomer / bailim. So meila, you vayter like it come like reshus. I feel lionson. The same idea. And once it left the reshus, you chayiv an einson. Because the geder of Chasav B'Shiyah B'Saif Ayin is the Ichayiv, says the Rajba, is a geder of Kam B'Shusei. The very, very important Rajba. In the whole Machlaikis, the whole Shaila of Chasav B'Shiyah B'Saif Ayin is why Ichayiv, and it has to do with whether it's Machmat B'Shiyah or not, as we'll see, yeah, in Taisviz. But the Rajba is saying over here, the man Dama, Chas B'Shiyah B'Saif Ayin is Chayiv. Why you Chayiv? Says the Rajba, Kama Lei B'Shusei the Shaymer, Afil Lainzin. Kama Lei B'Shusei.
No, he didn't figure out
attention to the Ayin. He was B'Shiyah B'Yatzel Agam, and he says that since you're Pasha by it, it was Kama Lei B'Shusei. He said, "Areo kishayim shepasa mazal shem racher. Kim shepasha kamei b'shusa the shem afil einzin. Chosh pasa b'shiyah kashay b'ayin is chayit. Afil hachi." Yeah. So that's the side of pasha b'yatzal agam. Why if you buy your chayit?
It
sounds
like came in the
pasha
before the
Bema
left.
Oh, so fine, right. So menei bein the Rajba, menei bein the Rajba. It's not clear, yeah. In the beginning, he starts off saying, "This is Pasha Ba, is Pasha here. Pasha Behem V'yotzel Agam. It's Kishayim Shemas L'Shaymer that you're a Ganav, like he said before in Rabbi Yechanan." But then he says, "Kiyun Shepasha Ba Kam Lei B'Shusei L'Shaymer Afil Lainsin Chosh L'Azeb Zia B'Shusei B'Ayin Is Chayim." That sounds like you didn't need that it should leave in order that it should become Bershusei.
No, one second.
That's the fact that you're Pasha. The man dam mitchlas b'shiyah b'sayif b'ayin is chayiv. What is the side of that? Why you chayiv? You chayiv because once you're Pasha, it's kam Bershusei. That's the gather of the chiyah b'shiyah. That once it's Bershusei, it's kam b'shiyah. It's as if it's yours. And mainly, that's why chayiv b'ayin. Because there's really a question. The man dam mitchlas b'shiyah b'sayif b'ayin is, right? What's mechayiv? Why you chayiv and einzin? This is a very basic question. In the whole sugya of mitchlas b'shiyah b'ayin is chayiv, right? What's mechayiv you and einzin? Anserachmana patre. How you chayiv and einzin? Why you chayiv and einzin? Yeah. So if you need einis b'machmas b'shiyah, right? You need oinus, that the oinus should be machzor b'shiyah. So there we have a svara of, you know, at the time we discussed over Krager, right? Krager says that pshat is, then that's okay, we'll come to the riff. Yeah, Dr. Krager, because if the oinus is machzor b'shiyah, pshat is ki'ilu. So since the p'shiyah is what influenced the oinus, the p'shiyah which was gairim the oinus, so male, it's ki'ilu, the oinus itself wasn't really an oinus. Because the Ainus came about their Pshia, so it's either the Pshia that started this whole thing, the Pshia caused the Ainus, okay, so that's called that this thing happened with Pshia. It's your Pshia that caused the Ainus, so you chayiv, because in effect, you bet some caused the whole thing, so that's what's Machayiv. That's if you only know about Machayiv Pshia. If you don't know about Machayiv Pshia, so what's the Svara? Right? So then we discussed the Svara of Rav Krager. The Krager learned off the pshat is that if you're a pasheya, pshat is that you become that's mechayiv right away. Yeah. Once you're pasheya, that's mechayiv you. Yeah. Once you're pasheya, that's mechayiv you. Now, one second. Elamai, if nothing happens, obviously, then the animal goes back to the biome, your partner, right? But that's a ma'aseh pshia, is mechayiv you. So now, if something happened, you already became chayiv. So very nice, something happened. Now it's an oinus, right? So if I'm being mechayiv you for the oinus, for what happened afterwards, then you can tell me, one second, oinus upon a patre. You can't mechayiv me for an oinus. I'm not a shayel. I'm a regular shayel. You can't mechayiv me for an oinus, right? But if you say that no, that the pshia was already mechayiv you, so you already became mechayiv with the pshia. He already became chayav with the Bashir. So now the nine is happens. If you could give the animal back, nothing happens, fine. Also is fine and vile. It's great. Give it back to the Baal, no problem. But an oinus happened. Now you can't give it back to the Baal. So Besayda, I'm not being mechayiv you for the oinus that happened. I'm being mechayiv you for the Bashir. That's the other svara. Now, God, that svara, it's not the svara that's Rashi, we'll see. Because this is the third svara. But that svara, I think the Ritva says that svara. It's a mechudish tikka svara to say that when you're Pesheya, you're ready chayiv. You know, nothing happened yet. Still the Shomer is ready chayiv. That's a Mashiach is mechayiv him ready. Right? Mechudish tikka svara. But chayra, it's a mefarish or Ritva. Ritva and our sugya. What? What, the svara? Is that? It comes from Rabbi from Kveger. He himself quotes from Kveger over days. I think after he says the svara, he sends it to Kveger. And but why is it chayz v'perish ritva? Why is it chiddush? It's such a chiddush of Abraham. Is like he refuses to believe this. We've had this many many times. Just by him, like he it never ends. Every time I have to tell it to him again, you know, as if you never heard it before. Chol yom you may now chadash mitz, you know. That means if something happened because you're peshes, you chayiv what happened. But if nothing happens, what's mechayiv me? The fact that Shem is chayiv and peshes, that means if something happened because of the peshes, I'm chayiv for it. But Rukeg is saying that the second you're peshes, even if nothing happened, that's him you're chayiv. And may have something, if an ayin has happened, you can't pat yourself from your peshes. That's the chiddush.
If
nothing happened, you give it back to the Baal, everything's great. What's the shayla? Of course not. Of course not.
Why? Pshia.
Saying, if you give it back, then of course you're not going to be chayav.
You pay him. What? You pay him with the animal that you still
have. Exactly, yeah, whatever. The chiddush is that even though nothing happened yet, you're still chayav. And now, if even anything has happened, you can't give it back. You can't. If you give back the animal, of course you're part there. Now, the Ritva over here, the Ritva is an arsu, and it's more than days. That kasha that we're handling, actually, the Abaye's kasha and Rava. If you say v'dach da'amid malcha malbas malihasa malihacha, so what was Rabbi Mamel's kasha? On yiberich of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, he died, and the Mishnah animal died, and we say malcha malbas malihacha malihasa. So therefore, what's the problem? What's the problem with the Mishnah? So all of Shreinu want to know, why is this a problem only if you're Rav? Why is it a problem even if you're Abaye? Why is it a problem even if you're Abaye? So, the way the Ritva asked the question, we discussed this last week, the Tzitz Rosh asked the question, right? Why isn't it a kasha if you're Abaye? And why should it be kasha if you're Abaye? Because the assumption is, right? Because the Abaye says, what does Abaye say? What does Abaye say? Why chayiv? What? Have the agam kotla. That's if you're Abaye. It's in the house. There's no have the agam. Have the agam, not have the Abaye. So Meila, even though she's Abaye, we don't understand what's Rabbi Mamel's problem from the mission. The mission was Shemesh Masel Hashem. But the Shoyal, the Seich gave it to the Shoyal. So, what's the problem? What's the problem? Why is it? What's the kasha? There's no hevel. So why is he chayim? Why is it more of a problem with Rav than an Abaye? Says Ritva. Some answer, Abaye, kimin shepasha betchila, toilen ach bezu. Yeah? Kimin shepasha betchila, toilen ach bezu. That what? Kiyesh bayesh hevel shloim ruba mishal bayesh acher. As Tais is going to discuss, right? Maybe there is the svar of hevel even in a bayesh. Have the bayesh hargoy. And since you were pesheya, and this has to do with the Ritvalish Tasa before, where we explains where he explains before, Lefi Abaya, where you go, even by the Aga. And Abaya says, Pashu Yotze Ba'aga Michayim. Right? It's all the Rishayim say, one second. It says, Dafka Pashu Yotze La'aga. Let's say he brought it to the Aga. Right? You're potter. Right? You'll have to bring it to the Aga. Right? So why by Pasha Yichayev?
Well, you're not going to think that the Hevel, the deadly gases in the heat, whatever it is in the Agam that's going to kill the animal. You ought to bring that Agam. You ought to bring that Agam that it should pass through in the Agam. So why, what's the problem now that it was Pasha? But now, why should be Chayev? So, the Ritva said, Ritva says a svar which Shalom Doiv said last week in the Rajba, I think it was wrong in the Rajba, rather. But the Ritva does say it, though, and that is, Medafik Yehad Ha'achash, he says, Tirtzu, Hav the Agam Lo'ishchicha the Kotel, L'chiu Ve'lei. That's him, Hav the Agam is not Shchiach, that's going to kill, right? Animals are all day in the Agam. We don't find them dropping like flies. Yeah. El dehech the pasha gabi milachrini. Then talinim be kol midi afil milsad leishchicha. Kiven efsh the nice klal machmasa. So as I said, the svara that once you're pesheya, then we throw the book at you. Anything that's possible, we say yichay. Even though beetzem, it's not likely that that thing should happen. Right. One second. It's not likely, but since you're Pesheya, so once you're Pesheya, then we throw the book at you, and then we say anything that could possibly have happened, yeah? That we say that, right? What?
It's like a Taino. Because he doesn't know for sure, also.
It's only
Taino once he was Pesheya.
Why? You're not really explaining. You're not really adding any.
Meaning you're Pesheya, and therefore I can say the reason why he died is. I can make up a...
No, but we're not...
Even though we don't know, just...
She was only Gabi Ganav, right? She was only Gabi Ganav, not Gabi Misa, right? She was Gabi Ganav. So we say, that once he's Pesheya, then we throw the book at you. Not so clear what that svar is. The male says there's svar. Some want to say that same svara, that once you're Pesheya, then even something which is not a real chash, we say... We throw it at you and we say, since you're Pesheya, that's it. You're in the crosshairs, that's it. We're going to get you. Yeah? Male says, Ritva, maybe what then by half of the bites. Even though we say it's not likely that the ear in one house is more dangerous than the ear in a different house. It's by Shemesh Masla Shoimer. There's no real reason to think that if you abaya, yeah, there should be a problem, right? Which male, the male, Abaya's taina on Rav is not more on Rav than on himself. But we say, but since the ma'is you're Pesheya, okay, so now we throw the book at you and say even Havla, the bias kapla. Says the Ritva, it doesn't make any sense. He says, first of all, even if the beisa shall soicher tsar, beisa shall shoyl rochav, yeah, oishemeis v'sad the dikavir of aleka havla, and havla literally means heat, right? Not poisonous gas. I was just saying poisonous gas. Havla means heat. He's saying, let's say the house of the second shomer was much bigger, much more air, yeah. See, in that case, you know, we're talking about, right? We're not talking about dafka case where. There's some svar to think that maybe there's more heat in the second one's house. Or he says, even Bashemesh Masla Shaimer, right? It doesn't say died in the house. Yeah, the guy doesn't necessarily keep the animals in the house. It's not the Gedi that for carbon pests they tying to your bed over here. Yeah, so what's the... You either died outside, there's plenty of air outside, and still we have a kasha from the... Right? And still... That's a normal case of the Mishnah, yeah. And then we have the Gemara on that case. Where the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yochanan, you should be chayiv. And that Rabbi says, one second, why chayiv?
Malchamavas, Malchamavasam, and the Bible will have the same problem with himself. Therefore, says Ritva, Abonachon Beinai. Okay? Again, the problem is why is, when we're talking about a house to a house, why is Rava more of a problem than Abaya? So then when Rabbam has a kasha, Rabbi Yechanan, then why in the Mishnah is the Seicha Pater? Yeah? Hashem Shmaz Hashem is Chayiv. Abaya says, what do you mean? It died. Malcham Av is not my awesome. What's the problem? And we have big problems. Why is there only Shver Alfi Rav? You have the same problem with Abaya. Malcham Av is Malay Hacham Malay Hasa. Havla Hacham. You have the same problem. What's the difference? Why is Akash and Moshe and Abaya? Moshe and Rav? That's the big problem. It says the Ritva. Mishum the Iyu Svirle. Time of the Ritzayin Shev. Begdari Be'ad Achar. Lichoshep Shiusa. L'chai v'alei. L'chimon shekein, miyad, sheshila, nischayev ba, ugay dem yolel, digon v'ganov, v'hodemei sechayev, v'inam yishav k'mal chamoves, began v'avakayim. Aval urob, let's like time, and it's only, k'dis alel. Bad. Says Ritva, what's the side of Rabbi Yechanan? Yeah? Of Enrit Saini? He said, it's called a Pshia. Right? A Pshia. Mechiva Shekain, Miyad Sheshila Nischayev Ba. What did the Gemara say before?
It was stolen. Right? If it was stolen, if Yerava was stolen, then we say, even though we say Malcham Avos Malcham Alei Hasam, Yichayim. Why? Because Yichayim what?
As soon as it was stolen,
you became Chayim. There's nothing here to bother you. Right? You became Chayim. Right?
Says the Ritva. That's what even Rav is made. Right? That's a Gemara. Says the Ritva. So Melu Adin, the exact same thing happens in Rabbi Yechon by Shemesh Masla Shaimer. So it's a Pshia, right? And it's saying the shape going to be Aracher. It's a Pshia. You're Pshaya by giving it. What happens now that you're Pshaya? Says the Ritva, you became Chayiv. Chosh Mil Chayiv Alev. Yom Shechem Miyad Shashil Nischayiv Ba. Kaidim Nilel. The Gonva, Gana, Vahodamei, Sechayim, the Hainami Shafka Malchamavas, Begana, Vavakayim. So Mamela, that's why, that's Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. But again, what do I see from this Ritva? And what's the side of Chilasa B'Pshia B'Saifa B'Ainis B'Chayra is that you became Chayiv with the Pshia. Right? That's what the Ritva tells me Derech Agav over here. And the side of Chilasa B'Pshia B'Saif B'Ainis is this is the Chayiv Mamash like a Rukveg. That when you're Pesheya, you became Chayim. That's what he says. But so therefore, right? So your Pesheya became Chayim. You became Chayim. Then what? You know, yeah. What? There's nothing to part you. So that's why Lefi Abaya. If you have Abaya, we don't have any problem.
If you have bayu, you don't have any problem with Rav Mamos Kashi Beichna. Well, if you Rav, he said, last night time there in Saini, Rav doesn't hold of that you're considered Pesheya. So, Bekitzur, again, the Negeya, what the Ritva is coming is a problem. Why is the Bayez Kash only for your Bayez? Lefi Rav, and not Lefi himself? The answer is because Lefi himself is a Pesheya over here. Yeah? If there's a Pesheya, then you Chayev al the Pesheya.
Rava holds, he says you were in Peshay. He said, "Rava, the last time there in Saini, leaves the Leil Behedya, Lech Lamei Merhachi." So you were in Peshay. You were in Peshay.
What's this proof from Pashat Yatzilagam?
What do you mean?
That it was stolen from the Agam.
No, because they because they were in Peshay.
So you should be high before the Gemara.
Shasta
Pshia, that I wasn't Noah Karoi, I should be Chayiv at that point in time. I wasn't
totally
in the Gan Eden. Maybe the Pshia is not done until he actually leaves.
Right, so what he
said.
So back to the case of.
The
Gneva was in the Agam. Before you got to the Agam, it was a Pshia.
Rabbi holds, you don't need Machmas, no? Then all that's far. No, but he's saying
they're
not arguing on this far. Why is he saying
Malach Malasa? What's that? Rebbe is asking again. So what I wanted for this Ritva, is that you see the Ritva you say that the say of the Chiyuv by Pasha plus the Pshiyuv of Aynes is because you're Rebbe Chaim Chayev B'Shas Pshiyuv. And with this the Ritva answers. But let's finish the Ritva. Right? The Ritva answers again. Big question: why is the Gemara's Kasha? Why is the Baz Kasha? Only on Rav and not on himself. The answer is because in the world of, in Abaya, once you're a Pesheya, you're going to be Chai of Yim for the answer because you already became Chai. Plus, Pesheya Bainus. Right? Mashenkel, if you're Rav, he says, Rav holds that there's no sort of Eretz Yisrael. So, Mel, you weren't Pesheya. If you weren't Pesheya, then. You weren't Pesheya, and Machmos Malachim Ali Hasam. So Meila, what's the kasha? Agapanim. So now Rebbe was asking a question, which we have to deal with, I guess, this time. I think it's a question not on me, it's a question of Rebbe and Ritva, that Ritva brought the raya from when it's by Ganav, to the seaside. But Ravid, it's only once it gets stolen. We have. If I'm learning the Vod, Mitzras Pshi, you're ready Chayiv, then as soon as you're Pshi, you left the door open, you should be ready to be Chayiv. That's Rehavim's question. Okay, it's a good question, we have to think about it. But meanwhile, I want to get back to the Rashba. Okay, we took a little bit of detour over here. But again, in the general question, we're learning the Sukkot plus Pshi Shabbainet, what's Machayiv you when you're Pshi? Okay, if it wasn't Machmas Pshi. So the first chat we have from Krager, Moshe Ruvein, and Yom is never going to end of that. And what we're saying, L'chayr would seem the Pshat and the Ritva as well. The L'chayr is a mocker, the Beis Av, and the Rishayin that we have. If it is Pshat, is the Ritva. The Rajba, back to the Rajba. The Rajba seems to say a different Pshat. And if you look at the Ramban, the Ein Ches, by the sugya there of Har and Bika, So we'll see that. We'll have to see that Gemara and Taisa a little bit more slowly. But just for now, without going into the whole sugya. But the Ramban says like this, and so even though David wanted to say that the Ramban's right to the Fager, but the Chayra, now that we see the Lashon of the Rashba. Oh, mine better than Lashon of the Ramban. Maybe it's not saying the same thing. The Ramban says like this. The time that Baya Hassam, again, I don't want to go into the whole Ramban because then it'll just take us forever. Okay. But just, so I'm pulling this out of context, but come. Time that Baya Hassam, Mishum, the whole Shitchos of Bshia, Mishah Shapashabai, Nasis Bershusai, the Schayib Olav, the whole Indian, the Philomese Kadarka. She's called Shkabahuchaka, whatever. The man says, now what's he saying of Pasuk B'Shia B'Shia B'Ainis? He says, Mishas B'Shia, Nasis B'Shusai, L'Shayim Olam. Just like a Gazlan, yeah, and a Shoyal, L'Shayim Ainsin, why? Because we say, L'Indian Ainsin is considered yours already. Gazlan, it's his. Again, there's always a question, why Chayim Ainsin? Terrence says, no, it became yours. When my an einus happens to my object, you don't say in 1 second, einus chonah patre, it's not fair. My car just died. I'm an einus. Okay, you're not upset. Your car died. You're not right. The little kid. Your car died. What's you're right? We're not being machayev you for the car, but go bring it to the junkyard, right? So meila the side in why shayel is chayev an einus. Yeah, and the side why a Ganav is chayiv in Ainsin is because Ukma Bershusin is chayiv in Ainsin. And your Ainsin is considered yours. That's the Nusach of maybe the Lashon Gemara, but it's an Edgin. But in that, the Raj over here told us that's a Pshat by Shail. Yeah. Even though we did a Sfar Malcham Ovis Malachim Ahasim, why is that Bishayil chayiv in Ainsin? If you rather Malcham Ovis Malachim Ahasim, why is Shail chayiv? He says, no, since Kol Nashalai, Ukma Rachman Beshusay, Lagamri, Kiyu Hishalai, right? There's a concept of Ukma Beshusay to be Chayiv and Ainsin. Now, says the Rajba, says the Ramban, and the Rajba by us, that the side of Chlasim Beshia, Beshia Ba'inis, says that if you're Beshay, it's Ukma Beshusay. It's Kiyu yours. Now, why that should be because you're Peshaya, it's a very, I don't know. But at least the get there, why Kwasim Shiv Besayi Bainz Yichai and I can't be Chai for Noinis, Teretz is Ukim Vishuse. And the Rajba, it's like a Shoyal and a Ganim. It's as if it's yours, in your Noinsin. Yeah? Like Kwasim Shiv Besayi Bainz. It's a different shot. Different shot than the Ritva. Now, like a Kveger, that the Pshia, in a way, the prayer is easier to understand. Because once you get over the hurdle, that will wash the Pshia from Mechayiv. But once we say the Pshia is Mechayiv, so now you're Pshia. Yeah? The Pshia is Mechayiv. Yeah? Say it. Now the Ainis happened. Tough luck. You can't give it back. You got a problem. The Ramban and the Rajba, I think, by us, is saying a different pshat, yeah. Nearly the pshat is that Chos B'Shul Shai Ma'inis. The pshat is that when you're Pesheya, then it's like it's in your shus l'inyan l'inyan Shai Ba'insin as if it's yours. That's what the pshat does. Kim Shapa is that now? What do the rabbis say by us? Kim Shapa Shapa, yeah. When again, the Rajba over here, let's backtrack and remind ourselves how we got into this whole thing. Okay? The Rajba said the Pshat Berach, the Pshat of Taiz rejected. And the Pshat Rabbi Eichlin of Shemesh Moshe Shemesh Chayiv says it's because Shindas Balbayas, the Rajba is even Fidachamim. You mamish become a Gazlan. Right? So now the question is, if that's true, so then what's Abaye's problem with Rava? Malchamavas Malyachim Malyasa. He's a Gazna. The Gazna's Chayiv in Gnei. Gazna's Chayiv in Misa. So what do you mean Malchamavas Malyachim Malyasa? What's the problem with the Mishnah? Right? Ganav is Chayiv. Says the Rajba. By Pasha Bav, Yotzel Adam, yeah? Kamalei Beshusa the Shaymer. Vafu Leinsin. That same nusa. It's kamle pasha bavi yatzal agam. It's kamle shudu chay ba'insin.
The chol shchaz b'shir, after you say b'ayin is chayiv. Again, because the yisoid of chaz b'shir, say b'ayin is chayiv, is why, and as we even pointed out before, it's mashma the Rashba that as soon as you're a pesheya, it's come b'shul say. Not that because it was yatz lag and we left his b'shus. Yeah, I feel hachi. And that's the side of a bai, right? Bai says yichayin. I was an ayinus, yeah. I was an ayinus. You're allowed to bring it. You're allowed to bring it to the agam. Half of the agam is an ayinus, right? Teretz says no. It's come b'shusay. Who's come the pshiyim? Who's come b'shusay? You know, as if it's yours. Who's come b'shusay? As if it's yeah. Now, second, filahachi kasavris. What does Rava hold? Where's Rava? Where's Rava in all this? Rava says he's potter. Does that mean that Rava? Right? Rava says even the manam chas b'shiv said by his chayiv. You say svar malcham avas mali hacha mali hasa. What happened to the svar of kam b'shusay? What happened to the svar of kam b'shusay?
Doesn't hold by him.
No.
It's a chiddush.
What?
It's a chiddush.
But if the chiddush, but it's a chiddush, and that's pshat the man yom. It was because everybody is chayiv, and the Rashi assumes Rav is going to agree with that too. The etzem svara of kam b'shusay. So why be potter? Malcham avas mali hacham mali hasam. Says the Rashi. And you know, chiddush upon chiddush over here, says the Rashba. I feel hachisabes the unsi misa. What come le b'shusay? It's come b'shusay to linger every single einsin except the einsin misa because malchavas malach malachasa. Right. Just not similar to what the Rashba said before, that even by shoyl we say it's come b'shusay to be chayiv and einsin. If he dies, he's chayiv, but not meis malchavas malach. Right. So you see that the kam b'shusay, you know, kam b'shusay doesn't have to be linear everything, right? The teripatet makes mouth walkma. Look, the teripatet. It's not making a right, it's being a dogma. You see that kam b'shusay doesn't have to mean linear everything. Says the Rashba, that's a svara rav. This I mamish have no clue. Yeah, says the Rashba, l'fi rava, l'on simisu le kam b'shusay. Yeah? That's Rava's result. Rava says, "Il mandam atchaz b'shavayin is chayiv." Here you put the wine. Malcham avas mali alcham mali asam. I screams the Rashba. What do you mean? The mandam atchaz b'shavayin is it was kam b'shusay. That's the get that all the words why is chayiv and since kam b'shusay like the Rabban said in the Vayeches. Yeah, it's kam b'shusay. So who cares? What kind of svar malcham avas? You don't say that by gazel malcham avas mali alcham alcham. So no, Rava says, "Come, she was learning all einsin, and that's how you can chayiv and einsin. Except misa, malchamavas malas and malacha. Doesn't make sense. The Torah is going to be chayiv. This is like when it doesn't make sense when chayiv a shayil in meis malchus malacha. Doesn't make sense when chayiv the shaymer in misa malchamavas malas and malasam. And we don't learn that. We don't say come, she was. If would have happened, all right? But he's not arguing that some svar of come, she was saying." Right? That's clear in the Rashba.
This doesn't make sense.
Right? Yeah, I'm asking the Svar Yishver. But we have to first understand what is the Rashba saying. Before Svar is, what is the Rashba saying?
He's saying he owns the Svar.
He's saying he agrees to the Svar, right? El Mai, Le'inyin, Le'inyin Misa. We don't say it's Kamal Shusa. Oh. Mela says the Rashba. So, but by Shemesh Masla Shaymer, right? Where we're saying, what's the reason why for Be'echel Chayiv? Eretz Tzayni. What's Eretz Tzayni? You're a Ganav, right? It's Kam B'Shusay, because you're a Ganav. One second. Kam B'Shusay, Fi Rava, not on Yemisa. I'm going to set myself up for something. But anyway, let's see if I, yeah. Come, right? We say, what does Rava say? That even was come b'shusay by pasha, but not li yemisa. So we're also b'shemesh mazal shaymer. Even was come b'shusay li yirainsin, but not ainsin misa. Okay, Rava, just like what's it by? What's the start of Bari's question? Just like Rava says, okay, by Pashaba v'yatzal agam, okay, Pashaba v'yatzal agam. Even though it was Peshaya, it was called Mishusay, Narvas, not linyan misa. This for Malchum Avos. Lemela, frak the baya. One second, let's go back to Manalev. We asked the Yerichin of the Mishnah, Shemesh Mazal Shaymer. In Abaye's question, Abaye is equating Shemesh Mazal Shaymer with Pash B'yotzal Agam. In both cases, Kam B'shusay, but for Rava, just like by Pash B'yotzal Agam, it's not Kam B'shusay Linyin Misa, so too by Shemesh Mazal Shaymer, it's not Kam B'shusay Linyin Misa. That was Abaye's kasha. Yeah? That was Abaye's kasha. So therefore, even though we're going now, that Shemesh Mazal Shaymer, it's Kam B'shusay, it's still kasha and Rava. That's how the Rajba answers Taisa's kasha. That's how the Rajba answers Taisa's kasha. That if we're going at Mishan Das Baal Bayis, he's a Goslin, so what's kasha and Rava? A Goslin's Chayim Misa. Terry says, no. That over here, just like the Kasha was, just like by Rava, the Gemara is equating the Pash B'yotzal Agam, which is Kam B'shusay, but not Linyan Misa, so too, Shemesh Mazal Shaymer, it's Kam B'shusay, Linyan Ol Ointzin, but not Misa. And the truth of the matter is, the way the Rajba learns Rava's Teretz, yeah, let's just not to lose the flow in the Rajba. So without going to the whole Gemara again, jumping ahead a little bit, sorry. But what did Rava answer? Rava said that no, it's only lididchu, yeah. That it's alt emet zayni, but lididi, that's alt atmehemnis. We don't have a problem, right? What did Rava answer? Lididchu, that's emet zayni, right? Lididchu. So therefore, Rav Mam has a kash. It's ain't ritzayni. Then Mechal you have a kash from the Mishnah. Ain't ritzayni. Here I hear the Sarech is swearing. That's where Rashi learns Gemara's Rav's teretz kapshutai. That the whole Gemara Naman Aleph is not negated to me. That whole shakar taya of asking a berach from Mishnah doesn't apply if it's alts atmehemnis, because in the Mishnah the Sarech is swearing. So leave me alone. Right? So, the Rajba has a problem with that. Maybe we'll get back to that. But I want to say how the Rajba learns. The Rajba himself learns, yeah, that Gufa, what is Rava's Teretz? Rava's Teretz is that there's a difference between the Pshia of Shemesh Masla Shemer and the Pshia of Yatzal Agam, which is really the way, when I set up the question, when I set up the Rajba's, I was waiting for someone to ask me, yeah, because by Shemesh Masla Shaymer, Leman Dama, Ein Ritzayni, yeah, there's like a Gazal Mamish. There's a Gazal Mamish, the way the Rajba explained it. Shemesh Masla Shaymer, the Rajba said, I took it out of the Baal's Rishos, yeah. He didn't have mind behind it. Okay, we took it out of the Baal's Rishos, and that. Is it Maisa Ganeva over here? Yeah? You ma'abit for the Bailim. Maybe that's what Rashi is. It's Ovid. You know, it's watch. It's Ovid. That's why it's like taking away from the Bailim, which is thinking right now. That's what maybe what the Ovid does. Yeah? Have like a Gazlan Aganev. The Kamal Ben Meshus Lagam Rafi Lanzimisa. Hooray! Rav is Maida
that a gazan's chayiv if it dies, right? Someone steals a cow and it dies. Rabbi doesn't say malachim ohasim, right? So we see that even though we say by gan if it's come b'shusa l'gamri, even l'gamri misa, right? So this that Rabbi says that it's not come b'shusa l'ni misa, right? It's not come b'shusa l'ni misa. That was only by Pasha Biyaz L'Agam. You're not Mamash Agana. There, why is it come B'Shusei? It's come B'Shusei in the parish of Shaimrim. Inside Yechuv Meza Shaimrim, it's come B'Shusei. Like a Shayel, it's come B'Shusei. Right? But it's not Mamash Agazlin. Right? It's not a Gazlin. Oh, Mashain came by Shemesh Masla Shaimer, then you're Pashta the Gazlan. So Mayo, this that Rava says, you hear the beauty of the Rajba, this that Rava says, that it's B'Shusay for all Einzin except for Misa, because the Sfar Malayacha. That's only by Pashta Biyatzla Aga. We're there, even though the Pshia makes it Kibishusay, Seder. Chill, not gabi everything. Only gabi, but not gabi misa. The guy misa mali hasa mali hacha. What did the guy do already? He's pesheya, seder. But it's not become b'shusa. Even gabi misa. This svar mali hasa. This svar say the tar is not giving mechayim him for that. Because he would have died here anyway. What do you want from the guy? Would have died here anyway. So we don't say it's come b'shusa linyan that, right? Mashenkein. By Shemesh Masla Shaimer, there you taka gana. Shemesh Masla Shaimer, you took it out of his rishos. Like Rajba said on the Flamavo, you took it out of his rishos. He's a gana. If he's a gana, of course he's a gana. If he dies by a gana, if he's chayiv. Of course it's come with Shusay, even in the Misa. And we don't say, Malchamavas, Malchamavasam, by gana. When a guy stole it, took it away from the Baalim, say it. So you took it away from the Baalim, you're Pashta the Ganim. Then there's no svar to say, Malcham Ovis, we're not going to be making you like we are by Peshay. So that's the Shakamataria of the Gemara according to the Rajba, and all evolves around this Nakuda. That the reason why you're Chayiv, Hashemesh Masla Shaimer, is because Kam Meshusei. And that's a backwards, and that's a bias kasha and rava. You hold the malchamavas malchacham, and we see that by yatzla agam. Even though it's come b'shusa, not linyan, misa. So may affect the bayah. Then who are then by shemesh mazal shayim? It should become b'shusa linyan misa. So what's the gemara's kasha for the mishnah? And that my answer is no. There's a difference. Rav will tell you there's a difference between even in the world of Shema, even in the world of Ein Ritzayni. Rav is not saying, oh, the kasha is only for you, but me never had the kasha, leave me alone. No, Rav is saying that even in your world of Ein Ritzayni, and it's a Pshia, the reason why Yechayi B'Shem Shemaz Hashem is Mitam Pshia, yeah? But still, the difference between the Pshia of Ein Ritzayni, yeah, where you gave to another Shaimer, and the Pshia of Pash B'Yatzal Aga. Because when you gave it to another Shaimer, that's Mamish Agana. The Kagana Bagaz, the Mamish. So it's come to say, even like Zay Misa. Mashain game. By Pash B'Yatzal Aga, we're there, we're not saying it's like God. Even though we're not going to say, that's Kambashusay, Linyan Einzin, it's Kambashusay Linyan Einzin, but not the Einzin Misa. Not the Einzin Misa. Ray, have you got a question?
I don't understand why we have to say in Rava that we're still in the world of Kambashusay. Rava is saying Kambashusay applies in Shemesh Mesh Lashomer, but maybe Pasha, that's a lot of Kambashusay.
Well, in the Teretz of the Gemara, did we fall off of that?
Yeah.
That's just the...
I mean, we don't understand the whole principle. Like, why should I... You know, I don't understand it. So, I mean, I didn't have an option to get out of it. Well, I'll take it.
One second. He says over there, he's talking about that. That gave me shows. A lot of talking about him today. Who the kotel mal chamabes? Loi behem is mafkid. V'der shchayv tayr b'shayol. Shnuker b'shusay. V'shemachil leishani leihachin. Av a pashbi azagam. Pshia b'shmirihi. V'lav didei hi. V'makim b'shusay. L'kul hu ainsin. Sorry. El ain't shabba machos as pshia.
No.
He says the same nusach he said in the kasha. I'm sorry, he can pin with the exact same nusach. Even in the teretz, the side of Rav is it's kam b'shusay, but it's only kam b'shusay linyan einsin that come because of the pshia. Linyan those einsin it's kam b'shusay, but linyan misa which is a svar malach malasam it's not kam b'shusay. I disagree respectively with Rabbi Abraham. I don't think that once we sit in Rav's Tarek, we fall off at El Svar, even though it's a Shver Svar. I'm asking, I'd love to get rid of that Svar. The question is, the Rajba said the Svar, obviously it's a Svar. Well, we understand that it's a Svar. And in the Teretz, I don't see him falling off at that Svar. I see him just falling off of considering it like a ganav. He's been chal between Shem, the pshia of Shemesh Masul Shem. We are a ganav. There we say it's kam b'shusay, even on yemisa. By pasha yotzal agam, then Rav remains his shita, even though it's not kam b'shusay. And that's how you've been chayv. I still think we have the svara legabe. Why, like the svara of the Ramban? Why is it that how can you be chayv for einsin, right? How could that be? I still think this is the new svara here in the Rishayim, and the gather is kam b'shusay l'inyan einsin. Zok Rava, it depends what type of einsin. Not einsin, only in einsin which came about because of your pshia, and not an einis, a misa, which is a svara of malachim malachim.